Let's dive into some fascinating hardware developments, starting with Mercedes-Benz's announcement about large-scale production of electric axial flux motors. This story generated 143 upvotes and 62 comments, which might seem modest compared to our AI stories, but represents a significant breakthrough in electric vehicle technology that could reshape the automotive industry's approach to electrification.
Axial flux motors are technically superior to the radial flux motors currently used in most electric vehicles. Instead of magnetic fields radiating outward from the center, axial flux motors generate fields along the axis of rotation. This design allows for much higher power density, more torque and horsepower from a smaller, lighter package. Mercedes claims their implementation delivers 20% more power density than conventional designs, while reducing weight by 30%.
The manufacturing breakthrough here is enormous. Axial flux motors have been known in academic circles for years, but scaling them to automotive production volumes has been the challenge. Mercedes has apparently solved the precision manufacturing and quality control issues that prevented mass production. If this technology proves reliable at scale, it could give German automakers a significant competitive advantage in the electric transition.
What's particularly interesting from a systems perspective is how this integrates with the broader electric vehicle architecture. Higher power density motors mean smaller battery packs for equivalent performance, or significantly extended range with existing battery technology. The weight reduction also improves handling and efficiency, creating a compounding effect that could make electric vehicles clearly superior to internal combustion engines in performance terms.
The timing coincides with some fascinating research in hardware acceleration of machine learning. There's a story about ultra-fast machine learning on FPGAs using Kolmogorov-Arnold networks that generated 235 upvotes. While highly technical, this represents a fundamental shift in how we think about deploying AI at the edge, particularly in automotive applications where real-time processing is critical.
Kolmogorov-Arnold networks are mathematically interesting because they replace the traditional multi-layer perceptron structure with learnable activation functions. On FPGAs, this approach can achieve dramatically better performance per watt than traditional neural networks, because FPGAs can be configured to optimize for the specific mathematical operations each network requires. For autonomous vehicles, this could mean better object recognition and decision-making with lower power consumption.
There's also an interesting cultural story about hardware hackathons potentially displacing software hackathons. The blog post, "RIP Software Hackathons, Long Live the Hardware Hackathon," generated 192 upvotes and 92 comments. The argument is that software development has become so abstracted and dependent on existing frameworks that hackathons no longer drive real innovation.
The hardware hackathon thesis is compelling from a technical standpoint. Software hackathons often result in yet another web application using existing APIs and frameworks. But hardware hackathons force participants to work closer to the physics, dealing with power constraints, thermal management, signal processing, and manufacturing considerations. The constraints actually drive more creative problem solving.
What's economically interesting is how this reflects broader trends in venture capital and startup formation. Hardware startups are becoming more viable as manufacturing costs decrease and crowdfunding provides alternative financing. The success of companies like Framework, System 76, and various RISC-V initiatives suggests there's real market demand for innovative hardware approaches.
The FPGA machine learning story ties into this trend because FPGAs represent a middle ground between software flexibility and hardware performance. Unlike ASICs, which require massive capital investment and long development cycles, FPGAs can be programmed and reprogrammed for specific applications while still delivering hardware-level performance. For startups, this dramatically lowers the barrier to entry for hardware-accelerated applications.
Looking at these hardware stories together, electric motor innovations, FPGA acceleration, and the cultural shift toward hardware-focused development, there's a common theme about pushing closer to the physical limits of what's possible. Software optimization can only go so far, the next wave of performance improvements requires rethinking the underlying hardware architecture.
What's particularly exciting is how these trends converge. Electric vehicles need efficient AI processing for autonomous capabilities, which benefits from FPGA acceleration, which drives innovation in motor control systems, which enables better electric vehicle performance. It's a virtuous cycle of hardware innovation that could accelerate the transition away from traditional computing and transportation paradigms.
The manufacturing scalability question is crucial for all of these technologies. Mercedes solving axial flux motor production, FPGA tools becoming more accessible, and hardware hackathons training a new generation of engineers who think in terms of integrated systems rather than isolated software components. These developments could reshape how we approach technology development fundamentally.
Now, let's examine what happens when we're overconfident about these hardware trends. The assumption underlying much of this discussion is that hardware innovation will continue to outpace software optimization, making specialized approaches more valuable than general-purpose computing. But what if we're wrong about that fundamental premise?
That's a great point. The strongest counterargument is that software improvements, particularly in compiler optimization and algorithm efficiency, could make specialized hardware unnecessary. We've seen this before. Dedicated graphics cards seemed essential until CPU manufacturers integrated GPU functionality directly into processors.
Right. And there's also the manufacturing complexity argument. Mercedes axial flux motors require precision manufacturing that could prove difficult to scale cost-effectively. If software-based optimization of traditional radial flux motors achieves 80% of the performance benefit at 20% of the manufacturing complexity, the market might choose the simpler solution. Similarly, if compiler improvements make traditional CPUs nearly as efficient as FPGAs for machine learning, the programming simplicity could outweigh the performance benefits.
The key signal to watch is manufacturing yield rates and total cost of ownership. If Mercedes motors require expensive quality control or frequent replacement, or if FPGA development remains too complex for mainstream adoption, we'll see a retreat back to optimized versions of existing technologies rather than architectural breakthroughs.